It's not a podcast. It's the Bugcast, baby. Under the glow of Friday night's light, Dave and Caroline take the stage with music that roams beyond the night. Free spirits and sound from page to page. Tune in, let the waves wash over you. Creative Commons voices true. The Bugcast beams the night anew. Every rhythm feels like a clue. Strains of indie rock and jazz, conversations that spark and enthrall. Every genre, every class, together they transcend and call. Tune in, let the waves wash over you. Creative Commons voices true. The Bugcast beams the night anew. Every rhythm feels like a clue. 9:30 p.m. the UK time aligns. Listeners gather near and far. Each song a story perfectly rhymes underneath the evening star. Tune in, let the waves wash over you. Creative Commons voices true. The Bugcast beams the night anew. Every rhythm feels like a clue. Dave and Caroline, hosts so bright, their laughter fills the air so light. The Bugcast shines through every plight, uniting all through music's flight. Tune in, let the waves wash over you. Creative Commons voices true. The Bugcast beams the night anew. Every rhythm feels like a clue. Let the waves wash over you. Creative Commons voices true. The Bugcast beams the night anew. Every rhythm feels like a clue.
Podcast is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
And that was System Overload with Nebulosa from Italy. We played two of their tracks before. This was the third. There is no more at the moment, so we'll have to wait.
Oh, that's a shame.
But I've put female-fronted female metal rock, well, duh.
Hello, exactly.
And you can check out more by looking at their profile on Jamendo.
Awesome. That kind of ticked my boxes.
Aha.
Not a euphemism. Welcome to the Bugcast episode 814. On tonight's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons music, and we have some stuff to talk about, because there's been quite a bit going on this week, actually. So we should probably pay a little bit of lip service to current events. I do, however, want to quickly cast your mind back to the very, very start of the show, where we didn't start the show with our usual This is the Bugcast episode 814. Instead, we played a track. The track was called Rhythm and Clues, which is why the phrase, I can't remember what the thing said now, but something about rhythm having clues or having a clue. It's a bit contentious, and I fully understand that, but that is a track that was generated using AI. It was put together by Yannick in our chat room. The lyrics of the song were prompted from information that Yannick fed into ChatGPT. So there should be no copyrighted information contained within that. The music was generated through a service called Udio, which does nothing but AI-generated music. I have scoured Udio's terms and conditions, I've looked at their FAQ, and there is nothing in there that suggests that any of that music was generated as a result of the use of copyrighted material from somewhere else. I understand that will not appease everybody, and I completely get it. However, when I heard the song, I was like, this is flipping amazing. So that's why I thought to play it at the start of the show. Caroline, I really, because you've not said anything since this is the first time you've heard the song. What did you think?
It was good. I just have mixed feelings with AI. So.
Yes. No, I get that.
Cool.
That can't really say anything more than that. No, I do understand. I do understand. And I know I was taking a risk by playing it, because it's probably divided our listenership in terms of the use of AI. And I know we've spoken about AI before, so I do get it. But because Yannick spent the time putting a prompt together and then putting it through the two systems that he did, I felt it justified playing it as a listener-submitted track.
Cool.
Right, let's go back to some non-AI music. At least, I believe so. You're going to love this. This is Neo Swing with Swing Your Heart Out.
Let your self go, 'cause when we jump and jive we elevate the mood. Rhythmic sparks are flying in a jubilant groove. Swing your heart out. Feel the swing, let the downbeat flow. Come on and swing your heart out. Baby, let yourself go. Cause when we swing our hearts out, we're lighting up the night so fine. Swing your heart out. Join in the swing, shout out. All the beta lace play.
Hello there, I'm Princess Jessica. When I'm being chauffeured around, I love to listen to the podcast with David and Caroline.
You are listening to the podcast.
Daddy, Daddy, it's on. Turn it up.
Okay then, Princess.
And that was Sammy Bauer with Loose Strings from Los Angeles in California. We've played them a few times before.
Yeah.
And I would like to say thank you for Dave for giving me that track.
Yeah.
And you can find out more by checking out sammybauer.com.
Nice. And before that, you heard Neo Swing with their track Swing Your Heart Out. That was taken from their album Vintage Vibes. Neo Swing is the sensational fusion artist blending the exuberant spirit of the roaring 1920s swing music with the cutting-edge pulse of modern EDM. The brainchild of retro enthusiasts and and electronic music pioneers, Neo Swings brings back the Charleston and jazz-infused rhythms to the main stage, giving them a contemporary spin fit for the 21st century. They are from Spain, and that is all the information I have. I can't find a website, I can't find a Facebook group for them. So all I can do is point you towards their Jamendo profile, where they do have a lot more music. Electro Velvet.
Yes, that did make me think.
Yes, so Electro Velvet was the... You know, this was 9 years ago, was the Eurovision entry for the United Kingdom back in 2015, which didn't do spectacularly well, although it was the UK, so there's no real shocker there. But I do like that style, the electro swing style, where they take very vintage music segments and bring them up to date with beats and bass. Prolita and who's the other one? Boogie Belgique.
Yes.
That kind of thing. You know what? We love that. We love that here. So there we go. First few songs under our belt. Let's have a look in our chat room and see who is listening to us live right now. We've had quite a few people say they are here and they are listening. So let's find out who they are.
Yes. So we've got Maestracio. We have got Yannick. We have got Alex. We've got Peter Patterson, who's doing really well to be here because he wasn't feeling very well earlier. So I hope he's feeling better soon. We've got Chris from Canada. We've got Amy Hussey. We've got Aris. Fat Freddy came and said hello, but he's out doing a trip, which is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
At least he came and said hello. Maestracio, I think I mentioned, but I'll double check and I'll mention it again. And then I think I've got everybody.
Nice. I'm sure if anybody has been missed, they will be very vocal in...
Yes. Lainey did pop up earlier just to give her apologies as well because she wanted to watch the Olympics.
And that is absolutely fine. It is not a problem. So thank you as always for coming along and listening to us live as we record this. Don't forget, if you're listening to this and you haven't listened to us live before, if you're listening to the podcast, you can come along and join us as we record. You can interact with everybody in the chat room. You can even speak directly to us and we will we'll read your name out in the roll call unless you tell us otherwise. But if there's a conversation going on, we may well introduce your comments into whatever it is we're talking about. Because that is what we like to do.
Yes, we do.
Indeed, we do. Right. It is my turn to do a Caroline. This is Isaac Dimitri with a track called Rastavenyi.
Помнишь, печалясь, склонясь пред судьбою, мы расставались надолго с тобою. Был этот ранний холодный рассвет началом страданий будущих лет. Твое имя тревожит любовь. Неужто родными мы были с тобой? Тебя называют легко, не скорбя, не зная, что знаю тебя как себя. Мы долго скрывали любовь свою. И тайну печали я также таю. Коль будет свидание дано мне судьбой, в слезах и молчании встречусь с тобой.
Hi, my name's Rowley, and when I'm wandering the streets of London aimlessly, I love to listen to the podcast. Ooh, a rioter.
You've thrown me. Was that Les? Sorry, completely missed that. That is Mr. Peel with Les. Sorry, you asked me a question a minute ago. From Brussels in Belgium, we've played three of their tracks before. This was from their album High, which is a thoughtful and melancholic song. And you can find out more by checking out their Jamendo profile. And Mr. Peel is a nod to the Avengers and Emma Peel and all that jazz.
Nice. That wasn't jazzy. That was jazz. That was kind of a lounge jazzy thing. I think
loungy, really.
Yeah, Maestratio said that in the chat room. An experimental lounge atmosphere. Yes, definitely. Nice. And before that, you heard Isaac Dimitri with Rastavanye, which apparently is Russian for parting. By education, Isaac is a teacher of mathematics. By the state of his soul, he is a poet, artist, and musician. Bit of a programmer, loves everything that makes this world a better place. This was actually version 2.0 of this song. The original version was created in 1993, but I do not know when this updated version was released. It appeared on Jamendo this week, but I cannot confirm whether that it was like produced this week or not. I thought it was rather pleasant. So Isaac is from Moscow in Russia, and I will link to his Jamendo profile in the show notes, so you can go and check out some more of their music.
Wow, great.
Right. Okay, so talky stuff. So you can't fail to be... Well, apparently you can fail to be aware, because some people didn't know it was happening. The Paris Olympics have kicked off today at the time of recording, Friday the 26th. And I'm not quite sure what's going on in France at the moment. But it appears as though pretty much the whole of today has been turned over to the opening ceremony. So we started watching it. Is it about 6:30, 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
And it finished about, in fact, I don't even know if it has finished.
And it seemed very much about
France
and the culture, yeah. And there's Les Mis and opera and rock and Carmen and dancing. It was interesting though.
Yeah, yeah. But I suppose this is their opportunity, given that they are the hosts of the Olympics for this 4-year period, that they're going to want to spend all their time telling the world about France. To be fair, 12 years ago, when we did the Olympics in London, we did pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
So I kind of get it, but it's just, it was quite surreal, yeah, watching what it was they were trying to convey to us. They were trying to convey not just the history of France, but also the history of the values of France. Liberté, égalité and fraternité.
Yes.
Not illegality. I don't know where I got that from. Sorry, Yannick. But they tried to then move that into the whole ensemble of what they were trying to put across. And don't get me wrong, the visuals were beyond spectacular. They were really good. But some of it was really quite surreal. Case in point was a French metal band who were basically on concrete slabs hanging from the outside of a block building, that you could see that all the members of the band were tethered to some kind of anchor on the building itself. But they were like rocking away. The guy with the drums was chucking his cymbals around, and the guitarists were fantastic. Caroline made a particular reference to the Girls on Sticks, which was also quite surreal. So you had these like flexible fiberglass poles on which these individuals were, and they were literally throwing themselves backwards and forwards, bending this fiberglass pole back and forth. It looked amazing, and I have no doubt at all they were very securely tethered to the tops of these poles. But I couldn't help thinking, that's not going to break, is it?
Yeah. I think what we should also mention about the Olympics is what happened earlier in the day, where some people sabotaged France's high-speed rail, and they did so in such areas, which makes it people realise that they are very likely to have known what they were doing. So for many hours, nothing was working, but they tried to get like 4 different lines coming into Paris. One was foiled, the other 3 were successful. Now, people could start doing the Eurotunnel and things, but it's on a very slow route because the high-speed one's been damaged. Weird. Stupid.
Yeah, absolutely. Why would you do this?
To cause embarrassment and interruption to the Olympics.
Well, I think that's failed.
Yeah, well, it'll fail to a certain point, but it will have had some sort of impact, but it'll just make people even more determined to do things.
Yes.
And before we go on to that next one, Dave, I've got one more to say.
I might as well.
This is a question for people, really. So in the UK, there are some protesters called Just Stop Oil. And there's been a lot of news and condemnation of the fact that some people who helped plan a disruption to the M25, where they were able to block it for so long, they caused loads of tailbacks, people got blocked on things, a couple of lorries overturned, a police motorbike overturned, and the people that were planning it, who planned it to do maximum damage, have been given custodial sentences, with yep. one of them being given 5 years and the others being given 4 years. And there's lots of people saying that it is too severe. I don't think you can win. If they didn't take them to task, it gives them carte blanche to keep doing it. If they do get taken to task, they're told that they're doing it too much. It's difficult. And interestingly, the parent of the youngest one, who's only 22, is going and doing talks about how she's going to miss her brother's wedding, and she was just about to do second year of university. But she took part in something, and it was planned to cause maximum damage. Not necessarily physical damage, but you know what I mean. So you can't really complain about missing a wedding when you created an activity where probably 20, 30 people missed a wedding. And I feel like what's the base here is they're not learning. I work within an environmental sustainability team. I believe in climate change. I can see firsthand the work that we're doing as a company to deal with that. But Just Stop Oil causing damage to artwork, interrupting the motorways, blocking airports, that does not make me turn to their cause. It makes me turn away. What they should be doing is expending their energy to teach people, to get people on side, to make them understand, not to alienate them. There's my soapbox.
Well, stay there, because it's a completely valid thing. A completely valid argument. It's a great question to ask. What is it they actually intend to gain by causing this level of disruption? Yeah.
If you really want people to understand the dangers of climate change and to rally the cause and put pressure on MPs and whatever, speak to them like human beings, educate them. Do what people respond to influencers. So spend your time and energy finding influencers that will support your cause. Do rallies where you are educating people. Don't do things where you're alienating people and then you're losing the support of the people that were going to support you but feel like you've gone too far.
I suppose the point is, if you have a statement to make, that's fine. Make your statement. But if you break the law while you're doing it, you're undermining the statement that you are trying to make.
Yeah.
Because it's not, it's, If you look at, I've got like five or six examples popping up in my head. One of them is the M25, which are the four that have just been jailed. You had the ones that deliberately flew parachutes into the Dover crossing. You've got the ones who threw orange powder paint over the tables at the World Snooker Championships last year. You have the ones that were trying to block traffic on the on London's the Thames bridges. That might have been the year before last. But it's all very well making a point, making a stand against something that you believe in, against a cause that you are passionate about. But when you start causing criminal damage, when you start affecting effectively the British economy, you block the M25, you are stifling the British economy. If you block the Dartford crossing, you are stifling the British economy. If you're stopping traffic from going over whichever bridge it was in London, you are stifling the British economy. Nobody, no one is going to have sympathy for you for doing something like that, because the ramifications of doing that are going to be felt by everyone.
Yeah.
So what, literally, I'm asking the question, what is the point? Everybody knows about Just Stop Oil, but not for the reasons they want.
Yeah. It's like the one that came before them. Is it Extinction Rebellion?
Extinction Rebellion, yes.
The bit that turned me off from them was when... There was two bits, actually. The first bit, they took over, I want to say Bath or Bristol, I can't remember where it was, but they blocked a road to such an extent that it was hard for even ambulances and emergency services to get through. Mm. And there was a scene where a man was in tears because he was trying to get to the hospital because he'd had the call that his dad was badly and that they didn't think he could make it. They refused to move out of the way for him, so he had to try and get there by other means, and he did not get there in time. That loses all respect for anything that they stand for.
That's despicable.
Because they stopped somebody from being there at the final moment. Mm. And the second one was Emma Thompson. Is it Emma Thompson?
The actress. Yeah.
Taking a private jet to go to London to support the cause, to tell everybody else that they should be considering their travel means because of the climate action, but it's okay for me to come by to private jet because I'm here to share the message. At least with Greta Thunberg, she takes long, drawn-out routes in order
by
to
boat.
Lower her carbon footprint. Yeah. I just feel like that was virtue signalling rather than genuinely being part of a cause. So those two things really turned me off them. I think we're getting a bit deep here.
Yeah.
So the good, happy bit to finish off with.
Oh, I'll not do my... Oh. Other, no, it was another...
Oh, no, we should say this.
Right.
In the UK, a very serious incident happened. It's a very difficult one. There was an altercation at Manchester Airport. Don't know the ins and outs of it, but three officers were hurt. The armed officers that were then trying to take control of the suspect went above and beyond what would be deemed reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
The suspect was laying on the ground, face down. He was compliant. He wasn't being aggressive. He just moved his head as if to look, and he got kicked in the face and stamped on the head. It doesn't matter that person's hurt somebody. I think if they're a criminal, they deserve what they get. As an officer, you have to be above that.
Exactly.
Because what you have done is you've lowered to their stand. Now, I know heat of the moment and all that thing, but it would have been different if that person was lunging or reaching for a weapon.
That individual was unable to defend themselves. That's what makes that's the issue here.
Yes.
Forget what he was being detained for. Forget that for the moment. It's irrelevant. He was in custody on the ground being restrained. And one of these officers took it upon themselves to kick him in the head. And it wasn't a love tap. It was a proper kick and then stamped on his head.
Yeah.
I heard somewhere that he's in hospital. I think you said he's in hospital with suspected cyst on the brain.
It was his lawyer that said that they've found a cyst on the brain, but they haven't been able to determine whether that was a direct cause or whether that was always there. And because they're doing scans, they found it. But there was a, looked like his, I don't know if it was his partner or his mum, who was trying to keep him calm, their shot. But it works out one of his family members is a member of the police, and now they're very torn and conflicted between who they work with and what has happened.
Yeah. So
this is going to all go through official channels it needs to do, but it's just such a shame. And actually, the police have an even harder job on their hands, because you rewind some years ago, that wouldn't have made the light of day other than somebody reporting it into a newspaper. Now you are instantly Insta famous or Facebook famous. It goes global very quickly. And there were some arguments like you're only seeing part of it. But again, I say it's irrelevant what happened beforehand. They should know, they should not use force like that, even if they feel riled up, because it just makes them like the person that they're saying is in the wrong.
Right.
So.
Well, as Mastresci just said, every violence is wrong.
Yeah, exactly. And I've seen some politicians that have tried to say, I don't feel aggrieved by that. I feel reassured. I don't feel reassured because it's something I've always said. Tensions rise. And the only way to address that is to diffuse a situation. So if somebody shouts at you and you shout back, it'll go up and up and up and up and up and it'll explode.
Mm-hmm.
Someone shouts at you and you keep calm, you spoil their anger and it goes down. And that's what police should be trained to do. To be firm, but control, not retaliate, which is a bit of a different one. But to lighten the mood.
Yes.
I've got a new camera that I've been eyeing up for months and months and months.
He's very nice.
And Dave has now inherited my other camera that he'll share with the kids when they need it.
Inherited, I think probably more claimed.
Yes.
It's there. You don't want it. I'll have it.
Yeah.
Yes. So. Lots of fun to be had with that. Nice. Okay, let's crack on with some music, I think. This is Tony Oso with Welcome to the New Frontier. Don't let the demons define you.
into my heart. Time to break free.
Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org.
And that short but sweet track was Elzania with Feel You Again from Germany. No bio, only that track, but they describe that as dark wave electro pop. And you can find out more by checking out their Jamendo profile.
I'm hungry now.
Mm-hmm.
Elzania.
Ah.
Yes. And before that, you heard Tony Oso with Welcome to the New Frontier. Electrical engineer by day, rocker by night, Tony Oso is designing a new genre of music. His sound is the marriage of 80s new wave vocals and 70s classic rock instrumentals with a modern twist. Think Talking Heads meets The Who. Welcome to the New Frontier, he says, is my comeback song. I took a long break, and the main reason why I'd taken a long break was I was going through some difficult times with my wife. We both were unhappy with each other, but were not communicating. It reached a tipping point where simple things like creating grocery lists and doing laundry were causing fights. The song was written as a result of us getting through these difficult times. You can find more of Tony's music over at tonyosomusic.com, and he's from Melbourne, in Florida. Not in Australia. Florida. Excellent. Right, well, we have one more track to play you, which I will tell you about very shortly. Just a quick reminder, plenty of notice, that we do have a pod crawl coming up on the 31st of August. So that's, what, 5 weeks now. Lost my trail. Yeah, 31st of August from 6 p.m. UK time, over in the Podcrawl Telegram group. You can find details about that over at tuxjam.otherside.network/podcrawl. So Saturday the 31st of August from 6 p.m. onwards. Next week, the Bugcast episode 815 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 2nd of August at 9:30 p.m. UK time. If you'd like to get in contact with us for any reason, you can find full details of how and where over at thebugcast.org/contact. We do have a couple of weeks coming up soon where we will not be doing a live show. So we'll be reaching out to our usual suspects to see if anybody wants to cover the show that week. So we'll give you plenty of notice on that one. So our last track this week is yet another one by the French collective Dr. Groove Gang. If you're getting fed up with Dr. Groove Gang's music, I should tell you, after this one, I have one left. After that, I've played everything they've got on Jamendo. They do have others, but I'll need to go and ask them to play those. So we're just sticking with the Jamendo playlist for now. This track is a hip-hop soul track, according to them. We'll put a link into the show notes to their Jamendo profile, where you'll see all of the music that's in there, most of which you've already played, one more of which we have not. They are from Le Mans-Angers in France. So, thank you very much indeed for listening. We shall leave you with Dr. Groove Gang and their track, J'ai Vu. And we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Cathodique m'a renvoyé des visions d'enfants d'Afrique armes à la main, à l'âge où l'on joue encore à l'élastique, des guerres partout dans le monde, génocide, épuration ethnique, les vautours se groupaient en masse, des qui les questions de fric, des despotes sur tapis rouge au pays des droits civiques, des étudiants pacifistes se faire lyncher par les flics, j'ai vu le visage de la misère dans les ruelles de Casa, le sourire d'un mendiant plein de dignité et de foi, j'ai vu des touristes pleins de préjugés dans la Médina se dire, ah quel beau pays, mais ils sont pas comme nous ces gens-là, j'ai vu comment les médias installent la paranoïa, payent des jeunes de Tess pour faire flipper mamie à l'heure du repas de 2002. J'ai compris à quel point ils étaient dangereux quand une nation entière a dû se plier à leurs règles du jeu. Le regard des gens changer, la peur au fond de l'iris, une barbe sur une pommade faisant de quelqu'un un membre du
fils. J'ai vu un océan de tristesse inonder ce monde, des gens frappés par le malheur et des mecs prenant pour James Bond. J'ai vu le diable et ses potes danser, des frustrés en ondes, le racisme ordinaire et ses sons dans la France profonde.
Y a pas de gens méchants. Il y a des gens bêtes, mais c'est pas de leur faute. Il y a des gens qui ont peur, ça c'est de leur faute. Des gens qui ont peur et qui assument pas leur peur. Je crois que tout commence un peu comme ça.
J'ai vu la violence progresser en terrain banalisé pour une clope, des mecs finir sur le sol inanimé, des faits divers même en été, triste réalité, le 4 contre 1, monnaie courante au royaume des sans-pitié. J'ai vu la drogue faire des ravages dans le quartier, J'ai vu des gosses de 14 ans passer du chewing-gum aux opiacés. Les muscles devenir des fils de fer, le crâne bousillé. Les loups muets en agneau pour une dose à injecter. J'ai vu qu'on était tous partagés entre le bien et le mal, le yin ou le yang. La sagesse, la folie, la tisse, le bang, nos esprits tangent. Et suivre les fluctuations du fleuve de la vie. J'ai vu que la perte d'un être cher pouvait nous pousser au fond du puits. J'ai vu tant de choses néfastes m'empêchant de dormir la nuit. La jeunesse en déliquescence, prête à enflammer l'essence. Prête à enflammer l'essence. J'ai vu un océan de tristesse inonder ce monde. Des gens frappés par le malheur et des mecs prenant pour James Bond. J'ai vu le diable et ses potes danser, des frustrés en ondes. Le racisme ordinaire et ses sons dans la France profonde.
Ah, la bêtise, c'est terrible. C'est la mauvaise fée du monde. C'est la sorcière du monde. C'est la bêtise.
J'ai vu la folie scintiller au fond des yeux de l'homme. Tellement de gens vrillés toucher le fond et quand j'en fais la somme. Ça donne des tonnes et des tonnes de drames, la haine à son summum. Concours de vie à Babylone qui montera sur le podium.
La bêtise, c'est de la paresse. La bêtise, c'est un type qui vit et il se dit ça me suffit. Et il se botte pas le cul tous les matins en disant c'est pas assez. Tu ne sais pas cette chose, tu ne vois pas cette chose, tu ne fais pas cette chose. C'est la bêtise. C'est la mauvaise fée du monde. C'est la sorcière du monde.
Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline along with the other listeners in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find out more about our shows at otherside.network.